listening to Radio Voice of Niger. My name is Safa Solardapu. I want to say good morning once again. But we are in the season of, let's look at council elections, so I'm sure everybody is gearing up for the special civic responsibility. But to get started, of course, we would like to say a word of prayer and gear up for what is ahead of us today. Yes, shall we pray? Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to be alive and to see today and to receive all that you have prepared for us. To enjoy the day, enjoy our families, enjoy everyone in our lives. Thank you for peace, calm, safety all around us. We pray at this time for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. You will reach out to them and intervene. Bring an end to the war in their place. Help many who are fleeing war and whose lives have been disrupted at this moment. Reach out, Father, to them. Comfort, help, protect the vulnerable. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for today's broadcast. Make it what you want it to be. Use it to touch lives as you will. Let glory and honor come unto you. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your support. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, this is the inspirational segment, so gospel music will be coming your way until half 30 minutes past the hour. And then we'll bring to you the miracles of Jesus, an inspirational exhortation by Apostle Helen Ruth Dawkins. Jean-Jean, let me just bring you a quick rotational psalm. It came from the 37th, 34th psalm of the Bible. It's a psalm of David. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They look unto him and were enlightened. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. My wish for you today is that as you cry out to God, as we cry out to the Lord, he will save us out of all our troubles. Keep blessing. God bless.
have been doing in the community and beyond here.
There's something very remarkable about this month of March.
That is the month we normally celebrate the International Women's Day gathering. And as a matter of fact, this year, 2022, is going to mark the 111th year of this anniversary. If you be a woman, if you be a woman, if you have a mother, if you have a sister, somebody, if you be a young lady, just scream, and you are hearing the sound of my voice, I want you to just applaud yourself this moment. Put your hands together for your mama, for your auntie, put your hands together for your grandma, put your hands together as we celebrate women all over the world by tomorrow. So this message is not coming by accident. We can begin even today to begin to celebrate them. Having gone through a lot and coming at this position, this is the 111th year of this celebration of International Women's Day all over the world. And the title of this year is Breaking the Bias. Ah, hallelujah. Breaking the bias means that women have been through a lot of biases, a lot of taboos, and a lot of things that make them not really to function and be functioning the way they're supposed to. So, as you hear the sound of my voice, please join me together and let's celebrate women. Let's celebrate mothers. They've come to stay. Let's celebrate them in the ministry, them in different professions. I mean, when you look at the professions all over the world, you will see women floating in almost all of them. Oh, God is awesome. God is wonderful. We thank God for making us to be women. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Now, the title of my message this morning is With God, All Things Are Possible. With God, all things are possible. Probably, let me take my scripture from the book of Matthew, chapter 19. In Matthew 19, from verse 23 to 26, the Bible said, Jesus was addressing a particular man who had come to him. And this man, you know, with his pious nature, he said, I have everything, and I've done everything in my life, and I live a decent life, and I am so good, amen. But what is it that I can do to enter into the kingdom of heaven? So he felt that he was a very good man. He felt he was a righteous man. He felt that he was not living in sin. So he came boldly to the Master Jesus. He said, "What can I do to enter the kingdom?"